Welcome to the Better Part Podcast. I'm Jenna Scott, a wife, mom of seven, and most importantly, daughter of Christ. Jesus wants more for us than the chaos, comparisons, and confusion of this modern life. Let's grow toward Him as we journey through motherhood together. Hello and welcome to the third segment of this prayer series on the Better Part Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for joining. We have talked about setting a perspective for this prayer series. We've talked about some of the practical tips. And now we're going to go through a little bit of troubleshooting and just final tips I have before we dive into different types of prayer and deepening our prayer life. So I hope these can be really practical for you, helpful for you, as you're attempting and working on your prayer life, wherever you find yourself, whether this is brand new to you or something you've been working at for years and years, and just would love to deepen it a little bit more, get it a little bit bigger part of your life. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to start with some troubleshooting, and I think it's going to be really useful to do this in the lens of a few different examples. So I'll start with one example. I have a friend who always prays really early in the morning. She has since pre-kids. It works out really well for her. I feel like this is kind of like the gold standard. This is what Jesus did in Mark 1:35. He would get up really early before anyone else and would go and pray and speak with his father. And she loves it. But it's been a little bit tricky sometimes with kids because sometimes kids don't have the perfect schedule, right? You don't know exactly when they're going to wake up, especially little ones. And she's definitely run into that issue where, you know, she's getting up at a certain time that she thinks everyone is, you know, maybe everyone's getting up by 6:15. She gets up at 5:30 because she wants to make sure she has time to pray. But guess what? The baby gets up at 5:30 and she doesn't get that exclusive time with the Lord. So then maybe she starts waking up at 5:00, but then the baby starts waking up at 5:00 and she's thinking, okay, I'm going to start getting up at 4:30, I guess. But then the baby sleeps till 6:30 and she's like, well, dagnabbit, now I have 2 hours and I wish I was sleeping for some of them. So she definitely has run into some issues there. Something she does is she tries her best to find the predictable time when baby's going to get up. And then she sets a backup time through the day, and that's a great idea. Her backup time is when the baby naps, the first nap of the day. That's when she's going to try to pray if she doesn't get it in the morning. So helpful to have a backup time. And that also kind of gives you a little bit relief, little relief if it didn't work out in the morning, but it also kind of helps assure that you do get that time with the Lord, because it makes all the difference, right? When we get to spend time with our Savior, our whole life is different. So it's so, so good. And she knows it. She makes it a priority. A second example is me. I always pray during nap time. That's always been best for me because in the morning, I am pretty groggy. It's very hard for me to focus. I fall asleep during prayer a lot. It hasn't been the best time for me to pray. Who knows? Maybe one day. And I have had times when I've done it. But ideally, I have found nap time works for me. That also comes with its fair share of challenges, right? What if the baby doesn't nap? What if kids are just interrupting constantly, the ones who don't nap anymore, that kind of thing. So I've had to be quite disciplined in creating a nap time. That means making sure we nap at the same time every day. It means I try my best not to be driving within an hour of nap time because I know they could fall asleep in the car for 5 minutes and it just ruins the nap for the rest of the day, right? So I really try to avoid the road right before nap time. I also have to really train my kids that if I'm in my prayer chair, they cannot come in and talk to me unless it's an emergency. Because, right, sometimes they want to come in, they're like, you know, what are we having for dinner? And what are we going to do tomorrow? And they want to tell you about something random. And I can get really caught up. I'm like, oh, this is what we're having for dinner? Wow, interesting. I start talking to them and I get very distracted. So I have to really train them. I actually have a friend who prays during the day. And what she does is she uses a candle, that like an electric candle, so that our kids know when that candle's going, when it's on, don't talk to mom unless it's an absolute emergency. And it's really helpful. It's helpful for her kids to know that. So I suggest doing that. Kind of train your kids. Really get disciplined on nap time. And then also have a backup time, right? If it doesn't work out, then maybe do it after kids go down, the first thing after kids go down. You know, if it's a regular part of your day, you will notice when you don't get it, right? And you will be reminded. You will be reminded, oh, shoot, I didn't get my prayer today. I'm going to really make an effort. I will even, you know, I might text my husband right then, hey, I didn't get my prayer today, so I'm really going to need to do that right after kids go down, so he's prepared too. Very helpful to have that backup time. A third example I wanted to give is another friend of mine who actually prays in the evening. Her husband goes to bed earlier. He gets up earlier. So she prays in the evening after he's already gone to bed, which is great. She kind of examines her day, sees where God was active, maybe sees where she was obedient or disobedient to him during that time, that kind of thing. It's very good for her. But she also travels a lot for work. And that can be really challenging because she has different schedules all the time. But she's kind of learned some patterns. You know, when she's on the West Coast, she kind of knows, okay, you know what? Everyone wakes up a little bit later than me on the West Coast. So I'm going to go ahead and get up a little early and do my prayer time in the morning instead when I'm on the West Coast. Or when I'm on the East Coast, everyone goes to bed maybe a little bit earlier than me so I can keep my nighttime prayer. That kind of thing. She kind of has to figure out different schedules based on her patterns. And you might travel for work or you might not, but you might notice that you have a couple different schedules. For instance, I have a schedule during the week that's not the same as it is on the weekend. You know, our nap times kind of get mixed up on the weekend. And so sometimes I have to kind of prep my husband like, hey, I know we're going to this birthday party at this time right when I get back. I would really love that we can, I can set aside time and pray. Maybe you can take the kids, something like that. And I can help him out with that too, right? We can kind of figure out how to do that. But if you find yourself having maybe two or three different schedules, kind of you see a few different patterns lining up, you might be able to set a different plan for each of those. On the weekends, I pray at this time in this area, and during the weekdays, I pray at this time. Or if you, let's say you work only a few days of the week. When I'm working, I pray at this time. When I'm not working, I pray at this time. So you can kind of see and set up a couple different schedules that can be very helpful. Now, I'm going to tell you just a few more tips that I have, but I actually realize that probably a lot of you guys have some good tips too. I would love to hear them. And if there's something that I'm not mentioning, I would love to share it with the rest of the listeners. So if you would, if you have a tip, you have something you learned from experience that I don't mention on here, would you please email me anything you have learned in your prayer life? That way I can share it with others and I could probably use it myself. So please do that. My email is thebetterpartpod@gmail.com. So all one word, the better part, just like it is on this podcast, and then pod@gmail.com. So please email me if you have anything else that you could add. I would just absolutely love to hear it. So just a few more tips. I would say your phone can be a huge distractor. It is to me, but I am guessing it is for a lot of you too. So I would suggest putting your phone on do not disturb mode. It's really easy to get a notification and get sucked into the phone all of a sudden, and then your prayer time is gone. So I would say put it on do not disturb. You could also put it in another room. Sometimes it's just too tempting to me just sitting right there. It helps to be in another room. If you are someone who, you know, you're a little bit nervous about emergencies, let's say you're nervous the daycare might call, or your husband might call, or your mom, or whoever might call for an emergency, let them know. If they're on your favorites, I think even just with the Do Not Disturb feature, if they call more than once, it will come through. So you could tell them, hey, if you call and I don't answer, try calling again, because it's possible I'm on Do Not Disturb. I didn't even hear your call. So call again so I can hear it, you know, and put your sound on or something. That way, if someone is trying to call you with an emergency, you will get through to it. I even think in settings, at least on iPhones, I think on settings, you can even set aside certain contacts, maybe just your favorites, that go directly through Do Not Disturb. So look into that. That could be helpful if that's something you're concerned about. I would say another tip I always give for people who are attempting to pray during the day, don't do one more thing before you go to your prayer. If it's your prayer time, for instance, for me, after I put the babies down, go directly to prayer. don't go get yourself a glass of water. Don't go get yourself a cup of coffee. Because you know what happens? You go make yourself a cup of coffee and you realize, wow, there are a lot of dishes in the sink. Maybe I'll just do those real quick. And you know, I should go ahead and unload the dishwasher. And maybe I'll just go ahead and move this laundry over while I'm at it, just real quick. And then guess what? Nap time's over and you missed your prayer time. Not speaking from experience or anything. Just kidding. This has definitely happened, which is why I'm telling you this. Don't go get the coffee. Get the coffee before you put babies down. Go get your coffee, set it in your prayer chair, your prayer area, then put the babies down, and then go directly to prayer, because life can be distracting and it's really hard to tear yourself away from all those duties to go to pray. So go do your prayer first, then you can go change the laundry. It'll be fine to wait a little bit longer. No big deal. So do that. Don't do one more thing before you go sit and pray. Also, I was thinking, I talked about making a plan for your prayer. I wanted to give you just a little template. If prayer is something new to you, if you don't currently have a plan, I wanted to give you just a little template to go off of if you wanted to try it. This is very, very, very short. This would be something, if this is not a regular part of your day yet, this would be something pretty quick and easy to bring in. Maybe 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes would be pretty easy. So this is just an idea. You could begin with the sign of the cross. Maybe take maybe 5 long breaths to kind of put yourself in a peaceful presence, put yourself in the presence of the Lord who loves you. Maybe spend a little bit of time thanking him for anything that comes to mind, you know, your family, your house, but even the specifics, little things. Remember that every good thing comes from God. You can thank him for all the good things in your life, even if they're silly little things, you know, that you got to have half your cup of coffee before it was cold today. Are you sensing a trend? I really love to drink my coffee in the mornings. Anyway, so just take a little time, praise him, thank him, maybe 30 seconds. That's all it could take. Then maybe read a portion of a gospel. I love to just go slowly through one of the gospel books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. I mentioned a word last time, a pericope. You could read just a little pericope. This is just a little section, just a little paragraph. A lot of times in a lot of Bibles, they have a little heading, you know, Jesus heals the paralytic, something like that. A little heading, read that one story and take a minute to ponder it. If you are comfortable journaling, I love to journal and just write down anything you notice. Maybe a word that stands out or a character that stands out. Maybe you could think about yourself in that story, how you would feel if you were there, what you thought Jesus might have been thinking about when he saw that person, things like that. Write down anything that comes to mind. And then take a minute or two to just share any special intentions, maybe special prayer requests of friends or people you know, maybe any petitions, things that you need for your daily vocation. Sometimes that's when I'm like, Lord, please just give me patience today. Things like that. Little petitions, praying for your family. Spend a couple minutes doing that. And then maybe just ending in the Our Father. Ask Jesus to guide your heart as you say it, just as he taught us that prayer. You could spend some time doing that. And this is a very short, bite-sized prayer time. It's a really good, simple plan you could do and you could bring in. And if you have not been praying consistently, this would be something you could bring in every day. Just try it out every day for a couple weeks. See how it goes. And if there's a little part of that, maybe that you really do like or you really feel God's presence during, expand on that, you know? Maybe read the gospel a few times. Maybe read that pericope a few times so you can really marinate on it. Or spend a little more time in imaginative prayer. And we're going to talk about all these things in future episodes. So these can be different ways you can expand. But spend a little more time where you kind of are really growing. And this can be a way that you can grow in your prayer and your relationship with the Lord. So that's just an easy plan. And then keep thinking if any of these tips help you in the adept areas, area, duration, exclusivity, plan for prayer or time of day, any of these, then try to bring that in, you know, and you can also always bring in friends, husband, anyone to help you brainstorm with that. So hopefully that's helpful. Some good tips. I really hope I see you again next week. We're going to talk about growing deeper in our prayer lives through different awesome ideas, awesome principles. I really hope to see you there. And until then, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye. Thank you so much again for being here today. If you know of anyone who could gain from this episode, would you please share it with them? You never know how God might be calling you to bring someone else closer to Him. I'd also just love it if you came back, so please subscribe to this podcast and join me for future episodes. And until then, may God bless you.